Good morning, Scott. I'm good. It's a beautiful day, a little cold here in Austin.
Well, you know, but y'all work inside, so that's a good thing.
That's not a good thing. We're glad to do it.
You know, obviously, all the way back to when you were campaigning, when we had the candidates' forums, when you talked to people all over your district, water was an issue, and, of course, we've discussed it plenty of times. Everything seemed to be in place to put together a water board that would be able to loan money out to entities to start doing something with their water systems. And, man, that thing ran off the tracks this week.
I got here Monday optimistic. You know, we've had leadership, you know, from the governor down. We visited HB 11, looked like it was going to go walk right through. I mean, in my mind, you've got this economic stabilization fund. We did a good job telling everybody that water is the key to economic stabilization, but we can't use the economic stabilization fund to fund water because some of our colleagues, you know, have differing opinions of that. And, you know, I think we did the people of Texas a disservice on Monday, but I'm very optimistic we'll get it back on the table, I think, next week. Hopefully, I'm going to hope we get it there next week and we can take care of the water situation.
Now, do you see that eventually what it would do is end up being an amendment to another piece of legislation, or do you really think it can be voted out of committee?
You know, I think we're going to attack it from both those directions. I've heard amendments are coming on certain bills, and I heard that, you know, it may make its way back out. But, you know, only time will tell. Hopefully, we're running out of time. We got to tackle it next week, in my opinion.
Kyle Cassell joining us this morning from Austin. And as you say, this is one of the few things that the governor finally said when he met with the caucus this week, that he's willing to break open the rainy day fund piggy bank to fund this situation. I don't know, is that a good thing or a bad thing in the environment today in Austin?
You know, there's obviously different opinions, like I said, but like I said, it's the Economic Stabilization Fund. This fund was set up for things like this. We're not taking the money away and not giving it back. It's setting up as a revolving loan. So you borrow $2 billion, you lend it out, you draw interest on it. You know, in my mind, we make money, and that $2 billion stays there and helps us fund the water infrastructure for the next 50 years. It's a win-win-win. In my book, I just, you know, some people's opinion, they see it that it's taking money and busting the spending cap. But, you know, we've passed a budget, and from the House and the Senate, but we haven't passed the overall budget, so you really can't say you're breaking the spending cap.
And again, Kyle Cassell joining us this morning, District 12 Rep. Again, because you have so many rural constituents, they don't really understand the argument, even when you get into the water, that cities need the water, because obviously agricultural people feel like they've just got to have it to survive in their business, too.
Well, that is true, and I'm going to say that the breakdown on the understanding of the water project or the funding of the water project is coming from our urban reps, mm-hmm. which, you know, they think every time you turn the faucet on, it's there. I think the rural folks have a better understanding of where the water is. Of course, we've been fighting to make sure we maintain control over it for years, as you know, and the Brian Brazos Robertson Water Board. And it's going to be an interesting week. I will say that. Of course, we get Sunday off this week. That's about it, and we'll feel like we'll just keep rolling.
Yeah, you got a 6-day week. So what's going to happen today and tomorrow over there?
Well, today we've got a full calendar. The two big bills on the floor. We have a common carrier pipeline bill, 2478, I believe, by Judge Lewis out of Midland, and 2748, I was correct. And that's kind of, it's got energy versus private property groups, so that puts me in a pickle. I'm right in the middle, and we're going to have to listen to the argument, see how many amendments come, and hopefully we'll have a good bill at the end of the day. And then we've got HB 14 by Chairman Pitts, you know, just another transparency bill, which, you know, talks about special districts, cities, and schools. And Eddie Colson and I have been talking about this one for a few weeks, and Dr. Colson's not a big fan at this point, so that'll be an interesting vote as well.
Finally today, tell me if you're getting any feedback from your constituents on the changes that are proposed for the teachers' retirement system, where people are going to have to pay in a little bit more and maybe take a little bit less out.
Well, I will say our email has been flooded by teachers, and we're paying attention, and we're going to try to help them in any way we can.